Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, a man who's never met a cake he didn't like. He's our buddy Sam Amico. He writes for HoopsWire.com. Sammy, first of all, I don't need a comment about cake. Tell us about HoopsWire, your new employer.
I wanted to talk about cake, but that's okay. HoopsWire is, if you are familiar at all with NFLTradeRumors.co, which actually is a massive site in terms of readership, now has a basketball site, and I am the I'm the writer for that, so it's really cool. I don't know that I've ever had so much fun, and I've loved all my jobs, and I just think this is really cool. So happy to be there. HoopsWire.com, check it out. All kinds of stuff on there. All this crazy NBA offseason stuff going on is on there. It's been nonstop. So here we are.
Congrats, Sammy. That's fantastic. Opinions on cake.
I don't eat it without ice cream. Probably about 24, 25 years old, I said, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore without ice cream. So I will have cake, and if I mix it in with ice cream, it'll be okay. But I can't do it by itself. Pie I can do whenever, wherever, but yeah. Cake needs ice cream.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Before we get to the Cavs and the draft lottery on Tuesday and anything we can do to get a little luck there, there are 7 NBA head coaching openings. Right now, 7. And there are some guys who have been kicked out of jobs or left jobs that are pretty good coaches, I think. Rick Carlisle, Scotty Brooks, Terry Stotts, among them. What's going to happen with these jobs? Retreads? Young assistants? I assume Becky Hammon is going to get a head coaching job. Will 2 ladies get head coaching jobs? What do you think on all of these things?
Yeah, I think we're going to see some retreads. First of all, Indiana's going to go with a veteran coach. They made the mistake of hiring an unknown, kind of, in their eyes. They made the mistake. So, I'm hearing Rick Carlisle, who was already coached there once, but he and Kevin Pritchard are tight. Kevin Pritchard, the GM, isn't going anywhere. Rick
and
Carlisle.
He was on Larry Bird's staff there.
That's right, yeah. Yep. And Terry Stotts, who's a North Bloomington high school product, has really been linked to the Pacers job. So, then you hear the Magic, Jason Kidd's interviewing there. Becky Hammon, who you mentioned as one of the females that could potentially – I foresee Becky Hammon getting a job somewhere this offseason. She's just getting a lot of interviews. And then, who knows what's going to happen with the Mavericks. It looks like Michael Finley, former Mavericks guard, is going to be eventually the new GM there, and they're going to hire a GM before they do a coach. Portland, it sounds like Chauncey Billups is the favorite there, but Becky Hammon and Mike D'Antoni also interviewed there earlier this week. So there's going to be a lot of movement. I do foresee a lot of retreads, maybe some guys like Mike D'Antoni and Jason Kidd, who had been serving as assistants, you know, but were former head coaches. I could see them getting jobs. It's just those are the guys that are in demand. You know, Becky Hammon's in demand. And then what's worth keeping an eye on to me is what's going to happen with Milwaukee if they don't win Game 7, you know, tomorrow night against the Nets. It sounds like Budenholzer very well could be out if they don't win that Game 7 tomorrow.
Sammy, I'm trying to figure out a way to put this better, but I can't. What the hell is going on in Dallas?
Well, you know, it is interesting. You part with your longtime general manager in Donnie Nelson, a guy who's been there before Mark Cuban. He's been there 24 years. And then the very next day, Rick Carlisle, your coach of 13 years, resigned. So you're talking about a franchise with a lot of stability in the front office and the coaching staff, and now that's all of a sudden changed. And then you've got Luka Doncic, who, believe it or not, is back on the court today to play a game with a Slovenia national team against Croatia. He's over in Slovenia going, what is going on? And he has talked about it, you know, saying, he said, you know, he was disappointed in the Donnie Nelson thing. I mean, Donnie Nelson is a guy who really is a longtime international scout who really finds good international players dating back to 1989 with the Warriors and Šarūnas Marcelonis. I mean, all this has been Donnie Nelson. So he and Doncic had a tight bond. And, you know, Doncic, all he said was, I don't make the decisions. It was difficult news to hear. But here's the other thing. Luka Doncic is up for a Supermax contract extension this summer. You know, all indications are he's going to sign that, take that. But you're starting to wonder, you know, is all this instability going to kind of mess that up? It's hard to tell.
Sam Amico joining us, HoopsWire.com. The Cavaliers are in the draft lottery coming up on Tuesday. Fingers crossed that they have some luck and move up a little bit as opposed to move down a little bit as they did in the last 3 years, Sam. We all hope they, you know, move up to number one and would probably draft Callaway from Oklahoma State. Okay, there you go. We'll worry about that when we get here. Other than the draft lottery, what do you see this team doing this offseason? Are they preaching patience and sticking with the crew that they have in place? And it's starting to be called the core four, you know, with Garland, Sexton, Okoro, and Jared Allen. Or do you see bigger moves? Do you see trades? What are you feeling?
I think that, you know, the idea from what Toby Altman expressed in the press conference is the idea is to stick with these four primarily. I would even throw Larry Nance Jr. in there as a fifth, obviously a little bit older than those guys that you just mentioned. But I think the idea is to kind of stick with them unless you can find something that, if you're going to move one of them, that really blows you away, you know. And I don't know that those deals are out there. I don't know that they would be able to make a trade to, because of the Kevin Love contract situation, to really have one of those trades that blows you away. So I think the idea is get your lottery pick, wherever that may be. And I just did a thing on the Cavs lottery and looked at some of the picks yesterday. And I'll tell you what, about eight deep, you kind of get excited. Not as excited as the top three, of course, but after that, there's some nice players there. The problem is, and I wouldn't even say it's a problem, but it would be something to consider. Most of the players in this draft that are expected to be really good, other than Evan Mobley from USC, who's the center, are point guards, shooting guards, or small forwards. Now, we know that the Cavs are very happy with their point guard, shooting guard, small forward, or at least the development of those players. So, you know, those are things you're going to have to consider. Maybe you draft a Cade Cunningham and then let it sort itself out in camp. That would be a good problem to have if you got lucky enough to get number one. But other than the draft, I think that the idea is if they can potentially add some of these older free agents, because they're going to be losing some. They lost some last year, and McGee, Drummond, you know, Matthew Dellavedova is not probably going to be back. So, you need some veteran players. And we've seen how that's benefited the Atlanta Hawks this year, right? They've added those veterans around their youth, and they've really taken off. So the Cavs look at that model, I'm sure. And the idea would be, yes, let's keep our core four, but let's get some veteran voices that aren't going to cost us a ton to bring in here and surround our youth with those players to help them get to the next level.
Sam Amico.
Did I say Callaway instead of Cunningham earlier?
You did say Callaway instead of Cunningham.
Excuse me. My mistake.
Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Sam, let's go to a very, very dark place, okay?
Oh, good.
Let's say the worst happens and this pick falls to eight, right? Eight's as bad as it can get?
I believe so, yeah. Eight's as low as you can go.
And
they've got a better shot at 6 and 7 than they do at anything else. 6 and 7 are where their best odds are.
Okay, so let's do 6, 7, 8. Any shot that they package that pick with Kevin Love and get him out?
And do what with it, Dan? Move up?
Well, move Kevin Love to a different team and just go, okay, let's use this asset that we can't exactly get what we want with, get Kevin Love out of here, bring in some guys that might be able to help us along the way.
You mean players, not picks?
Right. Players,
yeah.
Not picks.
Okay. I will say this. I don't know of a scenario where they might do that. I think that's a realistic possibility. What's very realistic is if they fall below 5 again, which, again, that's what the odds are favoring. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but 6 and 7 are their best, most likely landing spots per the odds. I very well could see them moving the pick. I don't know that they would attach it to Kevin Love. Maybe you could, but I foresee them moving 6 or 7 to not get, you know, okay, another point guard or shooting guard or small forward, say at number 7. That's going to come in and take a while. You know, he's not going to be an immediate impact guy like an Anthony Edwards or a LaMelo Ball or a James Wiseman. You know, when you're getting lower like that, we've got a guy that we really think can be promising in a few years. So I think with that in mind, they would be very open to moving that pick. Would they love to trade Kevin Love? Absolutely. You know, I mean, you talk about the contract, the injury situation. He doesn't really want to be here anymore. He's not been he's not being a bad apple about it, but his career is winding down. This isn't necessarily the situation he wants to be in. At the time they signed the deal, it seemed like a great idea, but as time has worn on, they're both ready to move on from each other. Problem is, that is a very, very difficult deal to make with Kevin Love because of the contract, 2 years, $60 million left. Where there's a will, there's a way, but it's going to take some work and some creativity.
Sam Amico joining us, HoopsWire.com. Sammy, last thing from me. For the Cavaliers to be a playoff team next year, and I don't mean a team that's hoping to squeak into the 9th or 10th spot, a team that's in contention for, you know, middle of the pack. In other words, solid NBA team next year who is in the first round of the playoffs and is ready to go. They have to do what? Is it possible with the team the way it's built now, with being patient and letting it grow, or what?
First of all, I think that they need the number one thing that they have to do, forget lottery luck. You've got to do what the Hawks did and go out and get, find your Danilo Gallinari's, find your Rondos, who they traded for Lou Williams. I mean, find those type of veteran players. They don't have to be veteran stars,
Capella.
But find veteran players who can help you out, you know. And I think that you need to do that. And if you don't trade Kevin Love, if you're not able to trade him, you need to get his best. Because, Jeff, we've been following this league a long time. And in order to win and get into the playoffs, generally you have to be a little bit of an older team. And your older guys have to be productive. And in order to take that next step and help push these young guys to that next level, I really think that that's the key, is getting some veteran players in here. Even if it means giving up, I wouldn't say, your core four, but, you know, some bench guys who might be younger, or some picks, future picks or something, to just get some veterans in here. Because we saw at the beginning of the season, right, they had some veterans with particularly Drummond and McGee, and they looked great. You know, they really didn't really go south until Drummond got benched. And then everything went to pot, and then you traded McGee, and then it got worse, and then you had all kinds of injuries, and it got even worse. So I just think that these young guys have shown, if you put some veterans around them, they've got something that's you know, you can get excited about.
Sammy, thank you, bud.
Thanks, dude.
All right, guys, thanks for having me. I'm going to go enjoy my cake and ice cream, but only with ice cream.
And then he's going to go work at hoopswire.com. Thanks, Sam.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Sam Amico joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.